hope this encourages you that the world needs you. In fact, I believe that this is a season where kingdom businesses are rising. And if you've heard anything about any prophetic words about a wealth transfer, I do believe that God has so much for the body of Christ so that we can operate in our gifts and be the hands and feet of Jesus. But if you're not able to do that, and you're not ready to receive what God has for you, then you will be limited in what that looks like.
Welcome to the Seek First CEO Podcast, a community for high-achieving kingdom women committed to seeking God first and keeping God first in all we do. If you believe you're called to impact the world through your gifts, then you're in the right place. Hi, friend. I'm Heather, teacher turned speaker and your host of the Seek First CEO Podcast. I'm passionate about helping ambitious, servant-hearted women find their worth in whose they are, not what they do. As a certified master neuroscience life coach, I help you connect the dots between biblical principles and brain science so you can take your thoughts captive and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I don't do surface, so we go deep here, and we talk about the stuff underneath the surface because I want to help you get to the source of your heart set and mindset roadblocks so you can have breakthrough by aligning your heart and mind with biblical truths. If your heart's desire is to grow in your relationship with Jesus while fearlessly fulfilling your purpose and calling, then let's open up the Word together and see what the Holy Spirit has to say about living your life in flow with Him. Are you ready? Then get excited for today's episode.
Can you infuse your faith into your business? And maybe the question is, should you connect your faith to your business? Or maybe you're asking, how do you do that? In today's episode, we're talking about all the things when it comes to business and faith. And the word that I like to use is businessry. Because if you have a business and you are a believer, then you, my friend, have a businessry, because all believers are supposed to be disciples, and all believers are supposed to be sharing their faith and their journey with the Lord. Now, before you get a little bit anxious about that, I want to encourage you that that's going to look different for each one of you. And if you maybe see a believer who doesn't talk about their faith online, I want to encourage you not to immediately think that they're not honoring God with their business. And there was a season of my life that I thought every business owner needed to talk about Jesus and needed to share, you know, Bible verses and all the things. But I've come to learn that that is not true. And in fact, there are people who are called to have businesses that you're not going to have Bible verses on your business card. You're not going to have talk about your encounters with the Lord on social media. Now, maybe you do, but that's not going to be your main thing. And that doesn't mean that that business doesn't glorify God and doesn't honor God. So first things first, do you have a business tree? Well, if you are a believer and you have a business, you have a business tree. And the reason I can say that confidently is because everywhere you go, you have an opportunity to minister to people. Now, depending on where you are in your walk with the Lord and tapping into your spiritual gifts and allowing the Lord to use you as a vessel, even maybe if you go into Target or you go to a restaurant or whatnot, but really we are supposed to be doing that. We are supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus everywhere we go. And again, that might be in your workplace. That might be on the street. It might be in your neighborhood, but we are all billboards essentially for Jesus. And man, I don't know about you, but that encourages me as I go into places that are common, like a grocery store or Target or a coffee shop. And I am asking, like, Lord, am I a billboard for you? Or am I too busy to do work that I could possibly do here? And I've recently, over the last year, been convicted of that. Actually, the Lord told me one time that you're too busy. You know, I'm like, I'd love to give a prophetic word to somebody. I'd love to give a word of encouragement or pray for people. And I've done that in places, but I don't regularly do that because God showed me that I'm too busy. Usually when I'm running my errands, I'm in and out of places. And so maybe that's a challenge to you. Are you willing to be the hands and feet of Jesus everywhere you go, including in your business? And this is going to look different. So let's talk about the two ways that this could look very different. So me, I have what I would call an overt kingdom business. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean, like, I am overtly talking about it. I am posting Bible verses. I am talking about my quiet time with the Lord and the revelations and the teachings and sharing principles and all the things when it comes to my faith. The reason I'm doing that is because I'm called to serve believers. I have a heart for the body of Christ not being healed and whole and walking in freedom. And that is really the whole point of my business. And I just niche down into business people. One, because that is my journey. Even before becoming an entrepreneur, God walked me through going from a teacher to a sales career. And I have a lot of experience in that. And then when I became an entrepreneur, it's been all about business. And I've started multiple different businesses and done a lot of different things. And so my heart is for the entrepreneur. My heart is for the driven woman. My heart is for the kingdom-minded woman who doesn't want success while sacrificing anything that she's not supposed to sacrifice. And yet she knows God has more for her, but she can't quite figure out how to get there. That's where I come into play. So I'm talking about that. I'm talking about mindset. I'm talking about the Bible. I'm talking about biblical principle. I'm talking about that stuff all the time. Now here are some of you. Some of you have covert kingdom businesses. What do I mean by that? You're kind of undercover. You're not necessarily telling people the Bible verses, and you're not necessarily just shouting from the rooftop that Jesus saves and that he's changed your life every day on social media. But what this could look like is you build a rapport with one of your clients and they ask you maybe how to overcome some adversity, and you share your testimony privately with them about that. Maybe it looks like the money that you make from your business is going toward giving. Maybe it's going toward giving to your church or giving to a nonprofit or giving to homeless or orphans or widows, some of those things that we read about in scripture that God calls us to pour into. It might be that you aren't overtly talking about the Lord, but your business is rooted in biblical principles. And when God will use you in circles, that some circles, if you talk about your faith openly, you're not as welcome. That doesn't mean that what you have to offer isn't good. But what it means is that probably somebody has some hurt when it comes to religion and misunderstanding. And so maybe you're not supposed to talk about it, but you live it. And there is a big difference. And the Lord has convicted me many times and continues to convict me. Heather, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. And so for those of us who are overt kingdom entrepreneurs, this is a challenge for us, that are we, because I can get so excited to teach this stuff. And then when I get an opportunity to live it, it's kind of where the rubber meets the road. And so may we be, as overt kingdom entrepreneurs, those who are actually living it, just like the covert entrepreneur who might not be talking about it, but man, you can just tell there's something different about them. They have a good heart. They are honest. They have integrity. They have all these things that no matter what, we should be and we should carry. So, question to you, are you an overt or a covert business? They both can glorify and honor God, and they both can grow the kingdom and do the work that God has called us to do. So there is that first point that I often get asked about. You know, the other piece to that is, well, if you feel like you are an overt kingdom business builder, then do you need to, there's just like pressure. Do you need to go to like seminary, or do you need to get a theology degree? Like, what, how do you make sure that what you're sharing, what you're teaching is truth? And there is a responsibility, especially for those of us who are in the teacher or preacher or apostle. Like, we do have the Bible says that we will be judged, right, for what we do, because we are responsible for that. Now, with that, don't let that scare you, that you need to go to seminary before you can share your testimony and before you can share your level of understanding, knowledge, and revelation of who God is. Because in all reality, sister friend, we are all on this journey of sanctification. We are all on this journey of revelation. And what I have found is, no matter how much information I get about God, I have to have that revelation of who he is and that understanding so that it sits and sinks in. I can imagine that there are so many of you listening to this today that you have head knowledge of who God is, But when it comes to taking action and or living that out, sometimes your heart is not connected with your mind. And that again is what I help clients do. Get the head knowledge that they have. Maybe it's that God is Jehovah Jireh, God is good, but transferring that into your heart. And we do that not just through more information, but we do that through having revelation with the Lord and experiences with the Lord. And until we have those, we still get to claim it and speak it and say that those things are true and believe it in our heart and have faith that those things are true because God is good. So all of that to say, do you need to go to seminary and to have some sort of degree in the Bible to share? No, not at all. And this was something I wrestled with for years because I thought, well, my goodness, I kind of feel like a preacher. And I pressed in and asked the Lord, and I never really had peace about going to seminary. I researched a lot of things. I looked into some courses. I looked into some different things, and nothing ever, I never had peace about it. Well, that's your first sign. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is peace. There's freedom. There's liberty. So if you don't have peace about something, then just know that that might be a pause moment. That doesn't mean no. That just means wait until you have the peace to move forward. With that, as I was pressing in and asking the Lord, like, God, well, like, I want to make sure that I'm stewarding this platform and I'm stewarding this assignment well. And he gave me this, and I have a feeling that there is someone who's listening to this who needs to hear this today. He shared with me that he doesn't want me to go to seminary or get any type of degree in biblical theology or divinity or anything at this point. It might be future. But the reason is he said that this is why so many women listen to me. Because I'm not a pastor. And so for me to know scripture and to have a deep relationship with the Lord, I mean, honestly, a pastor, you expect that. A pastor's wife, you expect that. Somebody who's working in a church, you just kind of expect that. You don't necessarily expect that from the girl next door. And God shared with me that I am like a big sister to a lot of entrepreneurs. And in that, it's that they see my humanity and my realness, that I don't seem so untouchable. And it's like, how do you have that relationship with the Lord? So perhaps you are meant to be that for someone else. And if God leads you to go to seminary or do something, by all means do it, but don't let that stop you. Don't let that title stop you from being bold about your faith and your own personal journey with the Lord. Because the reality is nobody can take away your own personal journey. Nobody. I call those marking moments. There are things that have happened in my life that have drawn me closer to the Lord. And in those marking moments, there is no way, no how, anyone on earth could convince me different, because I have been marked by God in those moments that it doesn't even need to be argued, or I don't need to defend it, because I know that I know that I know that I know that that is how God met me, or that's how God spoke to me, or that's how God ministered to my heart, and that's what he revealed to me. So you can always own those things and boldly share those things. Sometimes outwardly, overtly, and sometimes it might look a little more covert. The other thing about the overt and covert I forgot to mention, we are all made in God's image. Every single human is made in God's image. That was his original design, that we would carry out his fullness, right? And so even a non-believer, you can speak life into them and say, compliment them, tell them that, you know, They are kind, they're generous, they are nurturing. I mean, I'm just trying to think of attributes of God. But if you want to edify somebody, you can totally do that. And you don't have to tell them that in Ephesians 2:10, it says that, you know, you are a masterpiece, you're a handiwork, you are created, new in Christ Jesus. Like, you don't have to say that, but you can say you are uniquely made. The whole, you're born and you're crafted in your mother's womb, you are set apart. Like, those things are true for non-believers too. And it's that their spirit hasn't received that truth yet. So what if you're the conduit of that? And do you have to say that the Bible says and that this verse is there? I don't believe so. I believe that you could be a piece to somebody's puzzle to finding the Lord. Now, I also think some of you are very much evangelists, and you are meant to do that regularly and tell people those things. This is where you get to discern where you are in the body of Christ, what gifts you have, what passions you have, what experiences you have with the Lord, to know where you are made to make an impact. And let me just share with you sharing an encouraging word to people can make a huge impact and can open somebody's heart up, can start to heal somebody's heart to be open to what God has for them. All right. Another question that I get asked a lot about having this business tree is there is guilt in charging for things when you know that some of what you do is ministry-like. So if that is you, I want to ease your heart today. I do believe we do not charge for ministry. In fact, Matthew 10:8 says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Ministry in that sense is not something we charge for because God has given us those things. Through the blood of Jesus, we have a power, authority, and the ability to do that with and for people. With that being said, we also see scripture that says God gives us the ability to produce wealth. And we see many examples of wealth throughout the Bible. So how do we wrap our heads around this? Well, I was in a coaching call with a woman who just so happened to also be a pastor's wife. And she was wrestling with this same concept. How do I charge for ministry? I feel wrong about that. And her role as a pastor's wife, she's obviously doing that a lot. So she was just thinking about what would this look like for her and how is she doing this in a way that honors God, honors her church family, and still allows her to use her gifts and help people. And so the Holy Spirit dropped this in my heart for her, and I want to pass it along to you. You do not charge for ministry. You charge for mastery. The things of God will never fully be mastered. We are not God. And there is a continual revelation of who He is, who we are in Him. And even the people that you see who you can clearly tell they are anointed and they are operating in their gifts and they are clearly they've mastered some things, right? Their heart should always be in a place that is wanting to receive more depth from the Lord, wanting to go deeper with Him, wanting to use their gifts to help more people. And so it's never a thing that we truly master. The things of God, we don't, because that's the whole journey of sanctification. That's the whole journey of revelation. Literally, the last book of the Bible is all about the revelation, the ta-da. Like, you guys have been on this earth for thousands of years trying to figure this out, and ta-da, here I am. I am going to, literally, the I am, here is what I was talking about. Specifically, the book of Revelation can be super confusing. And you read it and you're wondering, what is all this? It's all about the revelation of God. And if we look from Genesis to Revelation, that's what the whole journey of the Bible is about. The revelation of who is God. And Jesus was the perfect example of that in human form. And we will get to continue to have that revelation as we walk with Him. So, yeah, we don't charge for ministry. We charge for mastery. And then let me also add this in there, because I had shared this in Business Tree Bootcamp when I hosted that a few weeks ago. If you missed it, you've got to either get the replay or you have got to join us for the next round. It is so good and it is so foundational. The women in my mentor mind all got access to that as well. And so many of them were messaging me like, this is so good. This is so foundational. Like, I needed this in order to get where God wants to take me. So you are invited to that the next round. Or you can always catch the replay as well. With that being said, one person emailed me from Business Tree Bootcamp and was like, hey, you said that phrase, like, we don't charge for ministry, but we charge for mastery. And she's like, I don't feel like I've mastered anything. I believe that that is a lie of the enemy. And I think our definition of mastering something could be very different. So, for example, when I started my first business, I had mastered to the level that I was capable of in this, you know, in health and fitness coaching. Now, I didn't have all the certifications and I didn't have a nutrition background and I didn't have all these things, but I mastered certain things in that business to be able to build a six-figure network marketing business. So my mastery level of that looks different than maybe somebody who is a nutritionist or somebody who is working in the health and fitness industry, in the gym or whatever. So I don't want you to compare other people's masteries to your mastering and what the Lord has brought you to, but I promise you the Lord wants to use you. He wants to, and that's maybe not the right phrase. I actually don't like that phrase, the Lord wants to use you, because that could be taken in this like yucky way, like you're this puppet for God. The Lord wants to partner with you. And he absolutely can use what you bring to the table, because his super will make up for your natural limits. So I hope this encourages you that the world needs you. In fact, I believe that this is a season where kingdom businesses are rising. And if you've heard anything about any prophetic words about a wealth transfer, I do believe that God has so much for the body of Christ so that we can operate in our gifts and be the hands and feet of Jesus. But if you're not able to do that, and you're not ready to receive what God has for you, then you will be limited in what that looks like. So that's why I hope this podcast specifically helps you see that you 100% can mix business and your faith and ministry. I can't tell you how many ministry moments that I have been able to have. I baptized a woman at a retreat that I was the guest speaker at. That was not my intention. I was going to teach mindset. I was going to teach how do you actually take your thoughts captive, make them obedient to Christ, and be transformed by the renewing of their mind. And I ended up baptizing somebody. So she didn't come to that event necessarily paying to be baptized, but that's just how the Lord moved, because the host of that event and myself were willing to minister in a time that it was absolutely necessary and exciting. So I hope that encourages you to be bold about your faith, whether it's overtly or covertly. You get to be a representation of the Lord and the goodness that he has been in your life. And if you're looking for a community of women who are just like you, the Mentor Mind is a opportunity that you might want to consider joining. It is a experience for kingdom-minded entrepreneurs to pursue the promises of God using biblical, brain-based science, spirit-led mentorship, and community. We would love to welcome you. We are just jumping into my signature program called The Made to Flow, all based around when you are faced with any fear, whether it's literal or mental, emotional, you will fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. That's just our natural makeup. And the Holy Spirit, as he walked me through my Master Neuroscience certification, showed me scripture and how science is simply complementing what God already said in scripture. And how do we, instead of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, how do we flow? And how do we specifically flow with the Holy Spirit? So if you're a businesswoman and you find yourself getting stuck, and you're a businesswoman and you're like, I know I'm supposed to do business with God and he is the solution to my hangups, this community is for you. So let's pray. If you want more information about that, by the way, you can email our team and I can get that info to you and you can hop right in where we are and join. But otherwise, let's pray and let's believe that God has positioned you, has been pruning you, has been pivoting you into this space and season to be a mouthpiece for him in the business place, in the market ministry, we often call that. So Father, I thank you. I thank you that we can take our faith everywhere we go. In fact, you live inside of us. And Holy Spirit, you empower us to say the things that we need to say and that other hearts and spirits need to hear. And so Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you for going back to heaven and for sending the Holy Spirit so that we can allow him to be in our lives daily. I pray as the woman who is discerning how does she incorporate her faith into her business that this podcast gives her some nuggets of truth that she can boldly and confidently be a mouthpiece for you, whether it's overtly or covertly. God, we thank you for allowing us to use our gifts and our talents to serve others and to make wealth while doing it. You are good. You are faithful. And we thank you in advance for all that this podcast is going to bring. In Jesus' name, amen.